Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis. And this week, we're going to share some of our favorite tracks about the power of radio.
That's later in the show. But first, we've got some new music to review.
I live the lie, love is the crime, it's you I believe in. No need to blame myself, no need to die, I'm only human. I'm done, you got to put me on, I know if you come along, don't hesitate. Time heals the pain, you ain't the problem.
That is You Ain't the Problem from the third studio album from the artist named Michael Kiwanuka. Michael Kiwanuka, a British singer-songwriter of Ugandan heritage, his 2012 debut album got immediately noticed as Here's an Up-and-Comer. Home Again was the name of the record. Went gold in the United Kingdom. Got a lot of accolades as kind of a new take on folk soul. Some of people were even comparing him to 70s artists like Terry Collier. And in some ways, he did pave the way for artists like Leon Bridges to have success with that record. 2016. You talk about, it wasn't exactly a left turn, Jim, but Love and Hate really just blew open the borders of how we perceive Kiwanuka and his career. Initially in this sort of retro pocket, this collaboration with Brian Danger Mouse Burton took him out of that retro pocket and into a way more expansive sound. Debuted at number one back in the UK. Still isn't as widely known in this country, but that could change with this new record, self-titled Kiwanuka. We're going to play a track from it first before we review it. It's called Rolling from the new Michael Kiwanuka album on Sound Opinion.
No tears for the arm. Put it if you run away. Not a lost one. Like father, like son.
That was Rolling by Michael Kiwanuka from the third album of his career, titled simply Kiwanuka. He's back, Greg, with Danger Mouse, Brian Burton, as well as the London hip-hop producer Inflow. And this record, again, as the second album was this expansion from the early soulful folk, this record goes somewhere else, completely different. It is an ambitious song cycle, a dense musical pastiche. I'm thinking like Curtis Mayfield backing up Kendrick Lamar, maybe. You know, it is a truly extraordinary psychedelic soul record. The through line since Kiwanuka has been growing throughout his entire career musically has been this self-doubt. You know, he never fit in, he felt, as a resident of Great Britain, having come from Uganda. And he doesn't fit in this modern world. And he's always asking himself, as he does in that track, Living in Denial, are you really giving up? Mm-hmm. Are you really going to stop right now? Doesn't stop. And this album takes us through this evolution, and he's looking at the political situation. I think that track Hero, which is really a sort of multi-part suite in a mere 3 minutes and change about Fred Hampton, the Black Panthers leader in Chicago, murdered in his bed by police, and the connections that Kiwanuka is seeing between that and the Black Lives Matter moment right now.
Please don't shoot me down. I love you like a father. It's on the music game. I guess they killed the mother.
But always returning to look back in on himself. Do I have anything to say? Does anyone want to listen? And he keeps calling this record in interviews a reaction against this throwaway machine-led world. Mm-hmm. And it is. This is soulful. This is human. This is one of the best albums of the year. It's just blowing me away.
Yeah, it's great from the first moment on. The tracks sort of melt into each other, and I like the way that works as sort of this cohesive whole. And yet the songs each have their own identity. Mm-hmm. It's not like a mood album. I think that would be sort of underselling it, because each of these songs do have a strong hook, a melody in them, as well as sort of working together as a whole. You know, Kiwanuka plays most of the guitars in this record in addition to the bass.
Yeah.
That funk bass is core to many of these songs. I go, who is the bass player on this record? Well, it's Kiwanuka on
him.
One of those
yeah.
tracks. And then he's got those acid rock guitar solos. You know, I mean, very Pink Floyd in some of these
Hendrix,
songs.
Hendrix, Ernie Isley at the psychedelic Isley Brothers best.
Absolutely. You know, you're combining these influences from across generations. And then, you know, they're breaking ground on some of these tracks as well. I mean, there's a hip-hop influence that I hadn't heard previously on a track like Final Days, you know, kind of
yeah.
working with that skittering electronic rhythm.
Lying on the ground, feeling like a dying man. No reality, fading memories.
He's spanning generations of black music in particular. The whole notion of time healing pain, the whole idea of overcoming self-doubt. You're absolutely right about that track, Hero, being so central to the album's themes. I won't change my name no matter what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge statement from this guy, because
yeah.
even Love and Hate was suffused in this self-doubt. I don't fit in.
No,
and this,
no.
This time he realized, I don't fit in, but I'm going to rise above it. I am going to, you know, nonetheless assert myself.
And if you read his biography, in the early days of his career, they were all saying, this name is too strange.
Right,
you've got to change your name if
exactly.
you want to be heard.
Everybody should know this guy's name now, Jim.
Michael Kiwanuka.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the...
That is the Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll. Greg, one of the best songs in rock history, one of the best songs ever about radio, this notion of this girl in Long Island, you know, stuck in suburban doldrums, turns on the radio and hears these magical sounds from New York City, and her life is changed forever. That was my story.
Yeah.
Growing up in Jersey City, New Jersey, turning on the New York radio station, and my life was saved by rock and roll.
Got that little transistor radio tucked under your pillow so your parents wouldn't hear you listening to the radio at 2 a.m., you know?
Absolutely.
Everybody's got that story.
We thought it would be good to pay tribute to this medium that we're on, which, you know, it must be said, we're really lucky. We play whatever we want. We play what we're excited about and what we think people shouldn't be listening. I mean, you know, it's rare in radio these days when it's such a constricted format. Obviously, we love this medium, but it's not just us. We're going to go through some of our choices of the best rock songs ever about radio, paying homage to this magical thing on the airwaves. Greg Kot, you get to go first.
You were talking about the magical allure of this medium, Jim, and I can't think of any more magical thing than a great radio station, a great DJ blasting out into the night all over America. That imagery that we got from American Graffiti, for example, with Wolfman Jack broadcasting to what it seemed like an entire city was tuned in
right.
to that border radio station that Wolfman Jack was broadcasting from, and he was literally orchestrating the night with the songs that he was playing.
Well, people think internet invented the virtual community, but all these people all over this town, driving, listening at home, were a community because they were tied in with radio.
And there was a lot of truth to the imagery in that movie, because Wolfman Jack was, in fact, broadcasting from a station in Mexico in the 60s. And the reason he was able to be heard, not only in California, where American Graffiti was situated, but all over the United States was because of the powerful broadcasting signals that were emanating from those Mexican stations. There were no restrictions on the wattage on those stations. In the United States, 50,000 watts was the top of the line that you could go in terms of station power. In Mexico, you had stations with 5, 6, 7, 8 times that wattage, and they could be heard all over the 50 states. Yeah. I mean, it was a remarkable situation where they were a station in Mexico could be heard more clearly, say, in Houston or in Atlanta or Kansas City or Chicago than some of the local stations because of the power of the signal. And in addition, it was not just the power of the signal, but what was being transmitted on that signal. You had these disc jockeys, like Wolfman Jack, were basically able to play anything they wanted without restrictions. So you heard everything from mariachi bands to underground soul music to the wildest rockabilly to gospel preachers on these airwaves. And it was a truly magical time for radio, a transformative time. And that time is celebrated by ZZ Top. Three guys who know their radio, who knew their border radio, three Texas guys who understood the power of those transmissions from Mexico and how they influenced their musical taste. And they did it in a song called Heard It on the X. All those Mexican stations had call letters that began with the letter X, and hence the song Heard It on the X. They heard all this amazing music that they couldn't hear on domestic radio from these Mexican stations, and Wolfman Jack in particular. Here's a celebration of that era. Heard It on the X from ZZ Top on Sound Opinions. Heard It on the X from ZZ Top in mid-70s vintage form on Sound Opinions, one of the great songs about radio. Jim, what do you got for us?
Well, Greg, you know, listeners may wonder sometimes if we compare notes when we do shows like this. You know, I got a stack of CDs I want to play. You have a stack. We usually don't. We like to surprise each other. And it's just coincidence that we both decided to start in exactly the same place, which is Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
A different band from a different era, Wall of Voodoo, and their hit single, their only big hit single, Mexican Radio.
Yeah.
But it's about the same thing. Stan Ridgway was a child of the punk movement, came up with New Wave, his band Wall of Voodoo, but remembered being a kid and listening to those Mexican AM radio stations, XERE and XEG and XERB, and hearing people like the inimitable Wolfman Jack, a.k.a. Robert Weston Smith. What a character. I mean, I remember being a kid in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He ended his career, Wolfman Pac-Man Jack as a disc jockey in New York. And, you know, he's playing stuff that had nothing to do with me listening in the late 70s and early 80s. He's playing a lot of oldies by that time. But that voice was amazing. That's Wolfman Jack. You know, and he would howl. Arr! It was incredible. It was so magical to listen to that. I think Stan Ridgway appreciated it. I've always loved that. What an odd idea to combine synthesizer pop and Mexican mariachi music and Ennio Morricone Western soundtracks and this percussion that sounded as if it was a collection of stuff from the junkyard, which it was. Putting that together with digital synthesizers, what an odd idea. And that voice, you know, part Johnny Cash, part Carnival Barker, part alien space dude. You know, who is this guy? Anyway, same idea. Loving the Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo on Sound Opinions.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when I slumber. I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the product and never use it. I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
That is Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo, one of Jim DeRogatis' picks for a song about the radio, a very good one indeed.
I love that song.
When we come back, more songs about the power of radio. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.